This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A Campbell County man has been sentenced to 5 to 8 years in prison for felonious restraint and voyeurism after initially being charged with kidnapping. John Jesse Crump was also fined $15,000. Crump was accused of stripping his wife naked and dropping her off at a local Walmart, also for installing and maintaining cameras in a closet and in a bedroom, as well as a bathroom at his house in order to record family members. The victims were unaware they were being filmed. The man who was killed in a single car crash last week has been identified as a Gillette resident. Jesse James McManus died of blunt force trauma to his abdominal and thoracic area, among other injuries. Officers had responded to a call of a crash Tuesday night and found that McManus had left the road and crashed into a parked school bus and another car. McManus was found at the scene and died later at the hospital. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The state legislature this week will hold a special session to counter President Biden's proposal to require COVID-19 vaccinations for certain types of workers. The special sessions begin Tuesday and will run through Thursday. Lawmakers will vote on rules to speed up the legislative process. They will need a two-thirds majority approval from both the House and Senate. All but one of Campbell County's legislators voted in favor of the special session. In a Thursday evening work session, Gillette Community College District Trustees met with some members of the Gillette College Advisory Board to discuss the future of the board, including whether it should continue to exist now that an independent district has been formed. A new committee of trustees and current advisory board members has been formed to come up with a new definition of the role of the advisory board to be presented at a future board meeting. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.